This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
So we need to talk about myths.
Myths.
Yes, there's this news story about myths. I'm going to say this. I think I believe pretty much everyone on this list, and it makes me sad inside. But moments before we came on the air here, Steve was describing a shirt that he has.
I don't know.
He's got a t-shirt where it says man, and then it's got an arrow pointing up to him, and then it says myth, and it's got an arrow pointing down.
It does.
And I think that's not what you wanted it to be.
I know. Wait, this isn't a good thing.
I think you should have done man pointing up, myth pointing somewhere, and then legend.
That's what it was. Thank you.
Yes, Steve.
You have the same shirt.
You misremembered your legendary t-shirt.
I know. It's supposed to be like,
yeah,
right.
Women are flocking to you, so your junk is a myth. Is that the message you're sending with your shirt?
That's kind of
yes, that is my messaging. All right, so here's some myths.
These are like for we learned as kids or something.
These are like six different myths. It says six common myths that you may still believe.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I used to believe this one. It's actually not one of the ones on our list today, but that if you swallowed your gum, it took 7 years to digest it.
Roughly 7 to 9. Yeah.
Okay. So
why? That's true.
It's when you do that thing.
As
if you're coming over the top of me with a scientific fact. It's like approximately, but yeah, it's still accurate. Yeah, that's not a myth.
You're right. I realize it came across.
No, it kind of did. No, it's like this. And also, it's in the story about myths that don't exist.
That's a myth.
So that
now
is a myth.
So 7 to 9 years, this is a myth.
You just pass it. It doesn't
like that
wait,
day?
How would it get? How would that be the one thing that gets stuck in your body?
Because it's gum.
So you think that the gum.
It's that substance.
You're still doing it. It's the matter of fact. Because its gelatinous properties, its sticky properties. You've seen how gum gets stuck on the bottom like a church pew, right?
Yeah, see? Exactly.
See? Is the lining of your stomach even remotely like a church pew?
Well, it ought to be.
I'll agree with that. So here we go. Number one.
Okay.
Myth that we may still believe we're about to prove untrue. By the way, if you're driving, you need to pull over. Because some of this is going to be mind-blowing stuff.
It is.
Because I swear to God, I believe this one.
All of these, you're still
this one for sure. Adding salt to water makes it boil faster. I have been told that my entire life.
And you're a cook. You're a foodie. So it's
yes.
Like how much faster does it boil?
I've just always been told that like it changes the boiling temperature of water because salt water, I don't know.
It's heavier water. Salt water.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. But it's not.
Here's the deal. Not only is it not true, it's exactly the opposite. Salt water takes longer to boil.
Huh, okay.
It says, yeah. It's a small difference, so it's not going to whatever. But like anytime I was like making something like pasta where you boil water or corn on the cob. Where you're going to put salt in it anyway, then I would add salt to the water because it's a double benefit.
I get
the salt already in there and my water's boiling faster.
It's not. It's taking longer.
It's not. Yes.
Okay.
But it's a negligible. I'm sorry. It's approximately 7 to 9 years. Is that what you said, Tucker? Number two.
Oh, another myth.
Myth you may believe. This is one my parents told me, and I swear I believe it. Cracking your knuckles causes arthritis.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because there's
there
air.
There it is.
It's air in your knuckles.
No matter how many times your mom told you that when no scientist has found a link between knuckle cracking and...
So the reason moms are telling us because they don't want to listen to us crack our knuckles.
It's just like any other thing.
Parents will lie.
Yes.
Because it's easier to lie.
The ice cream truck only plays a song when they're out of ice cream.
See, crap like that.
Ta-da!
Duh, whatever.
You sit too close to the TV, your eyes are going to go bad.
That one's true.
No, it's because you're in their way.
And that.
Number three, dropping a penny from a building can kill someone.
Yeah, because of the speed. It's going so fast.
Dude,
right? And it's metal.
I am with you.
Yeah.
This says no, it doesn't have enough mass.
Oh,
it says it would have to be going a lot faster. But doesn't anything dropped from up high, wouldn't it hit terminal velocity or whatever, which is 102? Isn't that as fast as a bullet? So wouldn't it go into you?
Yeah, that's what Sir Isaac Newton was like. That's
right, dropped a feather and an apple, which is stupid because a feather would like float.
Sure. But the same mass.
Right.
Yeah.
You would think.
So we can drop pennies now?
Yes.
I've been refraining from dropping my pennies.
So here's what we're going to do. We're on the 11th floor. I go on the roof.
Yeah.
I'll drop a penny. You get on the ground.
Wait a second. Hang on.
I'm going to drop different denominations of cash. Okay. You tell me which one puts you down.
Gold bars.
There's a bullion, Steve. Text me with Alan Felt. You know you're safe, right? Because it's me. I couldn't hit you if I tried.
No, it'll be that one.
It'll be the one beginner's luck. Time. Steve Weed died today from a penny to the brain.
Yes.
Number four. I believe this one too. The sun is yellow.
We see it as yellow, right?
Or is orange.
We see it as that.
It's not either of those colors.
Yeah.
The sun is all colors.
Of the spectrum.
Yes.
Yes, because for temperatures and all that.
They say the only reason we see it this way is our atmosphere. Yellow and orange are the only wavelengths that can get through our atmosphere and reach our eyes.
Dude, and I hate to bring this up, but the reason why our atmosphere on Earth appears blue is because the bandwidth of blue is so short and then the human eye sees our atmosphere. I know, I can see you glazing. Your human eyes are glazing.
Oh, what just happened? When did we turn into this show?
Exactly.
I know, I'm already... When did Neil deGrasse Tyson get... I don't even know how to say his name.
Dude, the fact that that guy became a rock star just talking about physics.
Yes.
He was on all those shows, and you know his name.
I know his
now.
Name.
Yeah.
He's
wicked.
He is wicked.
Yeah.
Is he your messiah?
Maybe.
Maybe he's the one talking about the blue waveform. Waveform? Wavelength?
It is a waveform,
wavelength.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's not true. If you were in space, it would appear white.
The sun would appear white. Okay. Yeah.
Here's what doesn't make any sense. If our atmosphere is only letting the yellow and orange through, right?
Right.
Stars are just little suns. Why aren't they appearing? Why do they appear white? Is it because it's at night? I don't understand.
Or distance? I'm not sure.
I don't know. Because you would think if they're just mini little stars, shouldn't they be little yellow dots in the sky instead of white dots in the sky?
That's a good point. And when you're actually staring at a star, you're actually staring back in time.
I know. You know what? I believe that.
That's pretty cool.
Because that star could be gone.
You're right. The light, by the time it reaches our eyes.
It's been millions of years.
Millions.
Potentially.
You're right. That star could have been gone a long time ago.
That could
we'll
be
never
another
know.
Earth over there and they're all dead.
And yes.
Weird, right? We need that More You Know logo to come over the top of our show right now. Is this a show? Are we doing a show?
I don't really know what this is. I'm not.
We're myth busted.
Yes.
A couple more. Juice cleanses your body. Juice cleanses. I mean, they rid your body of toxins.
Oh, when you do the actual procedure of a cleanse.
According to scientists, there's no proof whatsoever that they detoxify anything. It's what your liver and kidneys do.
Dude, you did the whole celiac husk thing for a week.
The psyllium husk, yes. I did the master cleanse one time.
And that didn't... What?
Oh, you got cleansed.
Yeah.
But all the juice part, all you got to do is fire... At the end, you drink nothing but juice, right? Or this weird, nasty maple syrup, cayenne pepper, lemon water. Ugh.
Jeez.
It just tastes like warm barf.
Jeez.
And then at the end, you like power down some psyllium husk, and you spend 3 days not being able to be more than 5 feet from a bathroom.
Yeah, that out of you. But
it's not doing anything for your whatever.
Myth.
Finally, and this one's going to hurt.
Okay.
Your appendix is useless because I know you don't have yours anymore, buddy.
I do. Emergency appendectomy.
Wow.
Do I need that back?
They said for years, scientists said it was completely useless, but now they think it's actually home to helpful bacteria that fight off diseases.
Oh, no. So we need it back.
I need it back.
What the?
So I've put you on an appendix transplant list. All right. Those are all the myths we're going to bust for right now. Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.